Welcome to MindTap, a scientific perspective on mental health. Each week, we will investigate a unique aspect of mental health, providing insights from individuals and the local community. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected all of our lives, but likely in different ways. This week on MindTap, we hear personal stories from two medical professionals who share their insights on the mental health consequences of COVID-19. Now, just a quick disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed by the guests in this episode are theirs alone and do not represent the healthcare providers for whom they work. Their opinions arise from anecdotal and non-statistical evidence. Now, arguably, those that have experienced some of the biggest challenges during the pandemic are healthcare professionals. Healthcare professionals have had to adapt to an increasingly dangerous work environment, treat a novel virus, and address the psychological challenges that the virus presents both to them and their patients. This week on MindTap, I'm keeping the story close to home, and I'm actually going to ask my mum about her experiences as a nurse practitioner during the pandemic. Back in May, my mum contracted the COVID-19 virus, presumably whilst working as a nurse practitioner. By speaking to my mum, I hope to gain a perspective on what it's like to actually have the COVID virus, what consequences testing positive has had for her mental health, and the additional mental health challenges that her patients have faced. For context, my mum is British and works for the National Health Service at a medical centre in suburban Norwich, which is in the east of England. I started by asking my mum what it's like to have COVID-19.
Well, to start with, I did feel very unwell. So to start with, it was just like any normal illness. And it was very scary, actually, because you didn't quite know what was going to happen. Normally, if you have the flu, you know that within a few days, you'll start to feel better and get back to normal. But with this virus, it's very much to start with, you're unwell. And then sort of by day 10, you could end up in hospital. So you don't actually know if you're going to recover or it's going to actually get worse for you. So that was the main scary point of having COVID.
And one of the other things which is different about COVID-19 than many other viruses is that it's so infectious that you need to be quarantined. So what were your experiences of quarantine following your positive test?
Being quarantined was horrible because you felt if you came out of quarantine that you could actually give it to other people, mainly my husband or my other son. And that was horrible to think that you could actually do them a lot of harm. So you felt that everything you did, you had to very carefully think about, could you be spreading it to other people? So just to spend all the time in my bedroom was not a nice experience. More to the fact that I could spread it to other people than just being in my own bedroom.
By now, we know the coronavirus is very damaging to our physical health. But one thing that's less well understood is how it might impact our mental health. So what impacts do you think the coronavirus might actually be having on your own and your patient's mental health?
I think a lot of people are struggling with lockdown.
Here in the US, the lockdown is more commonly referred to as the stay-at-home order.
They can't go out and see their family and friends. For instance, my dad has got cancer at the moment and he's just been into hospital. So it's a real worry that he'll pick up COVID while he's gone into hospital. He's having chemotherapy, so his immune system is very low. And I can't go around and help support them. I can't take them food in case I contaminate it. I can't go and cut their grass in case I give it to them while I'm cutting their grass, or just do sort of general chores for them. So that's been really horrible. I think people's mental health has suffered just because you can't get together with friends and family and sort of just have a normal healthy lives.
So from your experience of having COVID and being in quarantine, what advice would you give to others to help them?
Well, we've got a really good support group at work. We have WhatsApp groups so we can sort of chat and keep each other updated and just put sort of funny little TikToks on or just keeping our morale high, really. I WhatsApp call all my family. Just it's lovely to be able to see them, even though you can't see them in person, just to make sure they're healthy and they're fine. And we've been doing Zoom quizzes and Zoom games just to sort of raise each other morale. My friend sent me some flowers the other day to sort of cheer me up. And I think those sort of little things that we can do for each other really is helpful.
I'd like to say thank you to my mum for opening up about such a difficult and complex topic. But I've also been lucky enough to speak to her US counterpart. Leslie McGovern is a physician's assistant who works in the emergency room at Portsmouth Medical Center. Leslie, thank you for talking to us. What sort of changes have you seen at Portsmouth Medical Center other than the introduction of masks and protective equipment?
We changed the rules so that only one person could go into the hospital or into the emergency department with a patient, where before there was no limit. You could have whatever support or family that you wanted come back.
Yeah, I can imagine that's really tough. People in the emergency room are already in a bad situation, but not being able to have visitors must make it even tougher. Did you notice any change in the mindset of the patients you were treating?
We had a lot of patients that came in extremely scared, as everybody has never been through a pandemic before. And so a lot of patients came in scared with any respiratory symptoms or any potential exposures that they may have had to the virus.
So alongside the physical health challenges associated with COVID, do you think there's also been mental health challenges for your patients?
Well, I think in a way, yes. We weren't able to do the testing up until just recently. And so we would tell people that, yes, they may have it. They need to stay home. They need to self-quarantine, but we cannot give them a test because they won't be admitted into the hospital. And so you're sending a bunch of people home with even a bigger unknown than what they came in with. And that did lead to a lot of people, if you will, freak out about the fact that they may have this deadly virus that they may be carrying.
So locally, have we seen a change in problems related to mental health?
We have had a lot more patients come in with anger issues. A lot of people come in via police for medical clearance, if you will, because of, you know, domestic issues or substance abuse issues. And so there are those indirect things.
Leslie, thank you very much. And I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you if you had any advice for everybody out there.
My advice would be to stay strong with this. Just because the restrictions are being lifted, we're actually seeing a huge number of the virus daily now. Wear your masks, wash your hands, and maintain your social distancing. The virus is still out there and it can still make a surge.
Thanks to both my guests this week, and be sure to tune in to MindTap next Friday at 7:35 to hear Christian explore community and mental health.